This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
If you're looking for a way to serve your community, the Rotary Central Texas Rotary Clubs may be for you. And here to talk about that today is Patrick Harrison and Amber Scarborough. Rotary Club of Central Texas, you want to find more information online, you can do it at rotarycentraltexas.org. And I guess that's a new address because of you, Amber, right?
That's right. Yeah. Easy way for people to find it.
Guys, I appreciate you coming in. Patrick, Amber, thanks for coming in. And when you came off the elevator a little while ago, Patrick, you mentioned the last time we saw one another was when?
March 2nd, 2020, which is right before all the storm.
Right before the world fell
right
apart.
Right before the world fell apart. So it's good to see you again with some bright sunshine today.
Oh, it's a beautiful day. It should be a great weekend, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about the pandemic and the Rotary Club before we get too far into the Rotary Club. What? How did that affect things for the Rotarians? How did you pivot? What did you do for it?
Well, I remember when we left here, actually, we were going right into PETS training, which was a big training for all the president-elect starting their new year. And that was our last big thing that we did together before everything shut down. So these poor presidents started a new year with a whole new set of rules, obviously, like the rest of the world.
We call them the COVID class. And I will tell you, Rotary from the Austin standpoint, the district standpoint, the state, as well as the entire world, really came together and found ways that we can make a difference right off the bat. We pivoted to online Zoom, so now every single Rotarian in the world is a Zoom expert.
Yeah. Right.
I will tell you, there is such thing as Zoom fatigue, and I know anyone listening probably gets what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I will say it was awesome for us to be able to it opened the doors for Rotary, I will say. We got to know people all over the planet. Like, we spent time with people from Australia, India, Korea, Great Britain, all over Europe. We got to know fellow Rotarians in South America. What's the need? Like, when Italy was really getting hit hard, Rotarians came together. We all supported each other across the pond. It opened people's ideas that Rotary is just not the club down the street. So
yeah.
I think that was a silver lining in the tragedy of it all. We also are deeply involved with not only educating the world about the COVID-19 vaccine in our different communities around the world, but also making sure we have equitable COVID-19 vaccine distribution. So the polio eradication infrastructure that we've used to almost eradicate polio, I think right now we only have 2 or 3 live cases. Don't hold me to it because I haven't checked lately. But it's a huge accomplishment and a huge infrastructure. We're using that around the world for COVID-19 vaccine distribution is what I've been told. So exciting things about that. I will tell you, Rotary clubs here in Central Texas stepped up as well from the district standpoint, which again, just to remind the audience, our district is district5870.org, which is the old address that I have a habit of saying. But it goes all the way from Itasca, all the way east to Corsicana, all the way west to Marble Falls, all the way down through Austin, all the I-35 corridor to Shiner or Yoakum or Flatonia, I think is the deepest south we go. And so we came together to support food banks, halfway houses, the homeless.
All the teachers. Lots of educational.
Yeah. We held, different clubs held parades to support the first responders, and that was really touching. And it was very moving to every week. Huge parades to throw love to everyone who is fighting on the front lines
of
this pandemic.
And let me throw a clarification in there on that regional map that you just laid out for us. There's like 61 clubs in that area. So each club is doing their own center of service in their community. So the Austin downtown club's doing great. great things.
And there's a great map on your website, I noticed.
Great map on the website. So when
we'll never know what they've all done.
Yeah, the clubs, what we're referring to are all of those clubs in that giant geographical area.
With different meeting times, I also noticed on your map, different days of the week, different meeting times. And, you know, if you're looking to get into this, it's easy to find a club near you and one with a meeting time that's convenient.
Absolutely.
And a vibe. I will say Rotary clubs.
Oh, they change from club to club?
Vibe is so cool, yeah.
We could literally go from club to club and you'd be like, okay, that's awesome. Ooh, that's my home.
Oh, yeah.
So I really want to emphasize to anyone who's listening right now that's like, I want to serve. I want to make a difference to the community. I want to find a place where people care deeply about making their impact without any ego, without any kind of praise. Go find your Rotary Club, but go to a few of them. Find your right fit and ask someone at a club, hey, what are you into? What are the top three things you do service in? If that isn't fit for you, I promise you we'll find a place for you. There are clubs that meet at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., noon, and then the happy hour clubs, which I'm a happy hour club.
I'm a noon club.
But your club is a happy hour all day.
Yeah, I mean,
you have a fun club.
You're a happy hour all day club.
They're South Austin.
So we're happy all day, every day.
But it's just, I will tell you, and I mean this, I went through some stuff with my family. My father died right before the pandemic, so I was going through some traumatic stuff to begin with. But Rotary kept me sane and really saved my life through the pandemic. If it wasn't for Rotary, for me to dive in, to get in my feet wet, to make a difference every single day instead of just constantly watching the news going, what's happening to my career, my life, my friends, my family. I'm a New Yorker, so what happened to New York? You know, everything. I was able to go into a group of people. It's non-political. It's non-religious. So it doesn't matter who you believe in.
Are there rules? Let's not talk about politics, religion, and
pretty
girls,
much.
Maybe?
No, pretty much.
I mean, it's a don't talk about. It's that we all talk about it with love. Like, everybody is just
a respectful conversation?
Yeah, a respectful conversation. Nah. Who would have thought such a thing?
But we are not. So it doesn't, we do
but
not.
But it's not political.
It's not political. It's not religious.
Because it's service.
It's service.
And it rises above the fray.
Exactly. And if you think about it, everyone I meet, this is something I think important to bring up, and it could be a little controversial.
Uh-oh.
But every single
now
person.
Now he wants to get political.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly.
Now this is not that controversial. But everyone I meet, that when they find out we're so involved in Rotary, they have their own preconceived notions of what Rotary is. Mm-hmm. And when we start telling them the facts of what Rotary is, actually, their eyes light up. The fact that we were instrumental in the Charter of the United Nations, they go, what? I had no idea about that. And we're not talking about the politics. We're talking about actually all the incredible work that the United Nations does around the world, saving children, clean water, education. That wheel, that Rotary wheel you see on our website, that means something around the world. That means my life has been saved. My family has been saved. My child has education. North America is the same way. There's so much that Rotary does. I'm looking out the window right now to Austin. I can think of 1,000 things they do right now that no one has a clue of because Rotary in the past has had an issue with bragging. They don't want to talk about what they've done. They just want to get it done and move on with their day. We're trying to fix that.
That's why we've got you in here today on Inside Austin. Today on Inside Austin, we're talking to a couple of Rotarians, Patrick Harrison and Amber Scarborough from the Rotary Club of Central Texas. New website, rotarycentraltexas.org. Well, let's talk about who makes a good fit. Who can join the Rotary Club here in Central Texas or one of the many that you've got? Who makes a good Rotarian?
Anyone who wants to serve. Our motto is service above self. So anybody has that heart and just wants to be a part of their community and doesn't know where to start. And that's really how I came to Rotary and so many other people I know. I wanted to do something. My son was a middle schooler. I wanted to be a good example. We didn't, you know, we'd cook pies for the firemen down the street or something just to be involved. And I didn't really know how to do it until somebody brought me to a Rotary Club. And I went, oh, here, this is how I plug into the community. This is how I get invited to do community service on a weekly, biweekly, monthly basis.
Now, let's talk about specific examples. And again, you two are members of different clubs, right? So let me start with you, Patrick. What are some very specific service things that you and your club have worked on in the recent past?
So we do a lot of focus and work with the elementary school students and teachers at Pecan Springs Elementary, really supporting that organization, that school. We make sure that there's enough school supplies for the children. We help with the school supply drives. We support the teachers with some gifts and some needed funds to go get more supplies. We help support an organization called Early Act First Night, which we have to give a shout out to Mary Reynolds from the Rotary Club of Austin. She's an incredible hero of this organization. And I'm going to let Amber describe that. I think it's important that we quickly describe what that program is.
It's a character development program that a lot of elementary schools can enroll in and Rotary Club sponsors it, pays for it, but they bring in live knights and on horses and do a jolt, a jousting contest with them and everything. Get the kids all wound up about how cool it is to be a knight. And then the teachers actually teach a curriculum on character traits of knights. Yeah. And it has drastically changed disciplinaries in schools.
Yeah, bullying's down, everything. Connection, everything. We also so support positive. Hill Country Ride for AIDS. We do dignity bags for homeless. I mean, we do so much for the community that really it blows my mind when I actually have to think, okay, what do we do? Because there's just so much.
Hey,
but every
club
specific.
Tell them the name of your club. You forgot that.
Oh, Austin Cosmopolitan Rotary Club. We meet on Thursdays at 6 o'clock at the Clay Pit when we're in person.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a great location. And we're a fun group of all ages. We really have a wide range of ages and men, women, different diversity. I mean, it's a melting pot of what Austin is, and I love every second of it.
And the Clay Pit, not just a great location, but a great haunted location, too, if you know the lore, and since we are coming up on Halloween.
I felt something before in one of our meetings. I know.
Yeah, the upstairs back room was kind of scary.
That's where they meet, is in the upstairs back room.
Yeah. Amber, let me ask you the same question. What is it recently that you and your club have done as far as service work, as an example of what the types of work that you do?
Perfect. So I'm in the South Austin Rotary Club. We meet
at the Happy Hour Club.
Yeah, the Happy Hour Club all day, every day at lunch is when we meet at Red Robin over off of Brody. We do lots of great service projects. One we're working on right now is with Todos Juntos Learning Center, which is an amazing local education system who is working to teach English as a second language and to children and moms and dads at the same time. So it's learning all together, and they're doing a fantastic, amazing job. So we're helping build out their playground right now and clean up some things for them, and we've worked with them a couple times over the years. We also do dignity bags on a regular basis.
Meals on Wheels
Meals
is a big thing for you guys.
Is a big thing for our club. Somebody from our club is making Meals on Wheels deliveries every week, and so we're able to split that up. And again, it's just a great way to get plugged in without, I can't do Meals on Wheels every Thursday. Like, my job doesn't allow me to do it, but it allows me to do it once, you know, every other month and share it with my club. So
also talk about real quickly Mickey's
location. Yeah, we have this wonderful member in our club, and she runs a soup kitchen for a, for lack of a better word, maybe a halfway type house. There's a lot of mostly men that are coming straight out of incarceration and coming in instead of going out onto the streets and living there in this home, and she runs the soup kitchen for it. And I don't know how she feeds as many people as she does every single day on a shoestring, but she does, and she's amazing. And those are the type of people we get to work with every day.
I think another thing just to say real quick, I don't mean to jump ahead here, but Rotary clubs are also an incredible network of leaders in every part of the community. So when a tragedy hits, like COVID, or if there was flooding or the fires in Bastrop, you can go down the list. Rotary clubs come together, and we get phone calls from people all over the city saying, we need this, we need that. We all come together, we support each other. So my club will work with her club. Let's get resources together and let's get it done. And it's an incredible network, not only in Austin, but in every part of the world, most everywhere in the world. There's a couple countries. Pretty much we follow, I think, the United, don't hold me to this, but I think it's wherever the United Nations is, we're in. There are a couple countries, like we're not in North Korea.
What about the benefits to becoming a Rotarian? If somebody wants to join up, what kind of benefits to come along with the service work that you do?
An immediate group of friends, I think. That's a big part. I mean, I didn't realize when I first walked into a Rotary club that these were going to be my people. I did. As soon as I walked in, I went, oh, wow, these are my people. But I didn't know that going into it. So that has been a huge...
There's also a huge networking aspect that I did not join Rotary for any of this. In fact, I usually say my network was big enough. I didn't need another person in my network at the time. One of my attorneys told me to, when I came back from New York, they were like, hey, you should come join my Rotary Club or come to visit. And the second I walked in, I said, this is what I needed. I needed to be able to know what's going on in the community. So besides just the service aspect, which really keeps everyone alive, I can go to sleep at night. And I ask some of my friends sometimes, I love you, but how can you sleep if you're not doing something? You know, so they're all getting involved. But you have that network where
and
if you need
it, is really important.
It's strong.
And that was a big part of the reason I did join. I was invited as a new business owner here in Austin. Somebody said, hey, you should come. This would be a great place to network your business. And sure enough, showed up. And it has been a wonderful, not necessarily from the business standpoint of selling to each other, but from the relationships that have been developed from it over the time.
And I think another thing I'm gonna showcase Amber. So Amber had no idea what it was like to market, to do any kind of marketing, public relations, graphic design, or host a show, which you and I might know a little bit more about that, right? now, because of Rotary, not only is she one of the go-to people all over the country in Rotary for people to ask questions about how do you promote this, how do you make this look better, but we just finished hosting a very important Zone Institute in Houston, very professional outfit, thanks to Liz and her team. It was incredible, and she hosted it with me. She was the co-host, and she had a blast. She opened up, and just you felt alive, and that's something you would never have gotten without
Rotary. True leadership development. Yeah. You know, these are skills that people would not have had an opportunity to hone in on.
You can learn how to speak, public speaking. You can learn how to run a meetings. You can be on boards. And when you become a Rotarian, you meet all these other organizations. And a lot of times they'll say, hey, we need someone on our board. Would you be willing to come and bring what you have to the table? So it just opens up a flood of opportunity, of all types of opportunities.
And we've got about a minute left in the segment. It goes fast. I'll give you each 30 seconds and we'll start with you. What didn't we get into? What would you like to add about the Rotary Club here in Central Texas?
Start with Patrick. He might go over 30.
Oh, he absolutely will. That's why I was going to start with you.
Yeah, sorry. I'll just say very quickly, if you're listening to this right now and you want to find a place to get to know Austin, get your feet wet, serve the community, and make your life more fulfilling, go to RotaryCentralTexas.org, learn more about where clubs are, find you a club, learn more information, and come join us.
I will end with, I think we are living in a world that is very divisive, and it's hard out there in the real world, and I am so thankful to be able to go to a place every Wednesday where none of that stuff matters anymore. We just come together, we have a heart for service, and nobody is divided, and that is huge.
That's Amber Scarborough and Patrick Harrison, Rotary Club of Central Texas. If you want to find out more, RotaryCentralTexas.org is the address. RotaryCentralTexas.org. Guys, I appreciate your time today here on Inside Austin.
Thank you for all you do, and it's good to see you. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.